streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two. It's great to have you in. Another Blazing Five winning week. Last week, we're ready to go wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. You know, the trading deadline is Tuesday, so this is a very important weekend. Started last night. Does Tampa now realize? I think they should. They're not a viable team. This quarterback situation's not taking you anywhere. Trade off parts. Move up in the draft. So I think you're going to see a lot of separation this weekend between the posers and the potential Super Bowl teams, the posers and the playoff teams. This is your week 8 separation week.
So somebody like a Godwin, who could use a Godwin in their offense? Anyone, right? But who needs a Godwin? Like, are you giving up a draft pick for a really good slot receiver?
Absolutely. I think you do if you believe you're just a piece away. And I think Baltimore and Philly feel like almost perfect teams, but even the Niners now have a quarterback issue, and their left tackle can't stay healthy, and Debo can't. I don't think San Francisco's going to make a move.
Right.
But, I mean, let's be honest. Philadelphia just added a safety, and we didn't think they needed any help. So if Philadelphia's getting better, you're going to sit around in the NFC and watch?
But KC needed a receiver, as you noted. They got Mecole Hardman for sixth or seventh round pick.
But he knew their playbook. Yeah. So if Kansas City and Philadelphia are making moves, you may want to consider it. They were in the Super Bowl last year. So now this week's Blazing Five, some dumpster diving. There's two games I love, but basically I came in this morning. I had 8 games this morning 2 hours ago. We dumpster dived, but I really like the picks, and here we go.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Fire. Rams at Cowboys.
Take Dallas -6.5. They've won 10 consecutive home games. Dak is a great home favorite. I don't love him on the road or playing from behind. But the Cowboys' last 10 home games, they averaged 33 a game, 16-plus on the turnover differential. Dak has won 8 consecutive home games. I don't think he's going to trail. He's got the better roster. Better defense, top 5 in both scoring and total defense. The Rams, the gig is up. They've lost 5 of 6. They're banged up physically. Matt Stafford, last 3 games, completing 55% of his throws. They don't have their number one running back. The offensive line, again, it's scotch tape. It's separation weekend. Dallas, home favorite. Good spot for Dak. They win in cover 28-20.
Jets and Giants.
Dumpster diving. I'll take the Giants +3. Here's why. You think I'm going to swallow 3 with Zach Wilson? Do you know with Tyrod Taylor, they had 11 plays of 20-plus yards over the last 2 games. They got an offense. They're getting Darren Waller the ball. Tyrod Taylor, 2 TD, 0 picks last week. Daniel Jones had 2 TD passes all season. I told you, I like the Tyrod Taylor Giants more than the Daniel Jones Giants. And Zach Wilson in this offense is anemic. They've been held to 20 or fewer in 4 of 5 games. They're last in virtually everything. So he's completing 60% of his throws on the year. I like Saleh. I like the defense. But getting 3 points, I'm taking it. Last week, I called some upsets. We hit on them. I'm calling the Giants over the Jets 24-23.
Eagles at Commanders.
Okay, dumpster diving. Eagles, I'm going to take the Commanders +7. It's a touchdown. I'm taking it. Division rivalry game. Sam Howell got a nice arm, second in the league in fourth quarter passing yards. The defense has 3-plus sacks in 4 straight games. That means Jalen Hurts, who's not healthy, who has more interceptions, 8 this year, than he did all of last year. So Jalen's banged up. This team's lost a turnover battle in 3 straight games. They should win this game. They're better. But I just saw the Patriots beat the Bills in a division game. I'm taking the 7. Commanders cover. Eagles win 27-23.
Texans at Panthers.
I really like the Texans -3.5. It's a good team. They blew out Pittsburgh. This is a good team. They blew out Jacksonville. Texans are a good team. Panthers are awful. Texans, good team. They've won 3 of 4. They've held opponents to 21 or fewer for the last month. Tank Dell returns, an explosive receiver. Do you know C.J. Stroud leads the NFL in passer rating on third down? They are going to control time of possession, turn third downs into first downs. The Panthers have lost 3 of 4 by 10 points. This is a bad team, and everybody in the room knows it. Bryce Young, they don't throw the ball down the field. They have no explosiveness. They'll hang around. It's a kind of game that'll look a little sloppy and ugly. I get the better quarterback. I think I get the better roster. I'm going to take the Texans to win 31-23.
Raiders and Lions.
Like it, I love Detroit -7.5. I think they blow the Raiders out. First of all, any good team that gets humiliated bounces back. The first 6 weeks, the Lions were outstanding, top 5 in all the offensive categories. Don't sell your stock because Lamar Jackson embarrassed them. Lamar Jackson is 16-1 against the NFC. They have the #2 rush defense, forcing the Raiders to pass. Oh, good. Jimmy Garoppolo, 8 picks, 7 touchdown passes this year. The Raiders have lost 3 straight road games. By the way, they've lost 3 straight road games by an average of 18 points. This is a Raider team under Josh McDaniel that lost to Baker Mayfield 2 days before he got to the Rams. They lost to Jeff Saturday. They lost to a Division II quarterback. Detroit is pissed. They're better. They're at home, and they're going to roll them. Detroit 33, Raiders 23. All this hanging around stuff for the Raiders is over. Don't sell your Lions stock. They're going to win 11, 12 games and win the division. So it's a separation weekend between the playoff teams and the pretenders. I'll take the favored Cowboys, the favored Lions, the favored Texans, and I'm going to take the Giants and the Commanders with points. J-Mac, which one don't you like?
That is the ultimate poo-poo platter. I don't see anything I like there except the Lions. I'm nervous about the Giants game, weirdly, as a Jets fan. Like, the Giants stink, but this is... Ugh.
Tyrod Taylor makes no mistakes.
He plays clean. I was looking at Panthers, but I just saw Brian Burns went down. He may not play this weekend. Oh, come on. Oof.
I already bought my jet skis.
With which game, or all of them?
First of all, I love Detroit. The hook, 3.5, would tell you take Carolina. I don't care. This weekend... I think the Dallas game's a game I like. The further you dig on Dak, Dak is a home favorite, is a really good quarterback.
Mm.
So let's not, home matters in the NFL. To Dak, it seems to matter than it does for most quarterbacks.
Careful with that back door. Always open for Stafford and McVay.
Steve Kimes, my buddy, 3 playoff appearances in 10 years as GM of the Arizona Cardinals, an NFC championship appearance, NFC West title. Okay, so you drafted Kyler Murray. Let's start, Steve, with that. We had some discussion earlier. I think he has magic that few players on earth have at the position. I would play him. I wouldn't worry about getting the #1 pick. I want him out there. I want this coaching staff to get some sense going into next season, what we can do, what we can't. Would you be concerned about playing Kyler?
I would not. I would not, Colin. And I've always been a proponent that you draft a guy like that with the first overall pick. And obviously it was during the time that I was there. But, you know, he's a guy that's it's going to be very, very hard to replace in terms of his skill set. I mean, the guy has just got everything you look for in terms of arm strength, accuracy, the ability to use his feet to continue to extend plays. Not coming back on the ACL, you want to see what he can do. And I would think that he used this time probably very well to study the game a little more, to continue to understand his progressions. And I think when Kyler Murray comes back and he's healthy, I think you're going to see some good things out of him and some improvement where he's matured, probably from the mental standpoint.
Okay, I'm going to give you a handful of players who are rumored to be on the market potentially. And they're on teams that aren't very good. And if those teams lose this weekend, I do believe you've been a GM. You know what happens. Sometimes it's like, hey, listen, if I can get draft capital, this guy's expensive, we're not going anywhere. So Derrick Henry, I think it fits in Dallas, but Derrick Henry of the Titans, last year of his contract, right? You don't have to sign him forever. Is there anywhere he fits? Would you be interested?
Derrick Henry, you nailed it. The Dallas Cowboys for me. I would love to see a star on the side of this guy's helmet. I mean, you see his size, his physicality, his ability to control the clock in Dallas with that big offensive line up front, and to be able to help and take some pressure off Dak Prescott, I think is huge. Obviously, Pollard is a very good back, but to be able to add someone like Derrick Henry, who's got who's going to set to be a free agent after this season, Colin, I think the one thing you got to take into account when you're making these trades is not only the compensation, but the salary. You know, he's a guy that has, I think, $5.8 million left on his salary for the remainder of the season. And the thing you have to be concerned about is some of these teams don't have that type of room. Generally, they usually have enough room to be able to have injury replacements. But aside from that, they're going to have to convert set contracts and to be able to make the salary cap room necessary to add a guy like Derrick Henry.
Saquon Barkley, let's say the Giants lose. He may not be on the market, but could you see somebody saying, hey, let's, like, you know, Buffalo, like, we are not explosive enough. I mean, where would a Saquon Barkley potentially work for you?
I would love to see a guy like Saquon Barkley with the Baltimore Ravens, a team that obviously has the ability to run the football, not only from the backfield spot, but from their quarterback position, but to take some pressure again off of the quarterback, which, again, Lamar Jackson has done a fantastic job, looked great last week. Anytime you can take the pressure off, he fits in that that part of the country, playing at Penn State a couple hours away. I just think the Baltimore Ravens would make a lot of sense for me.
Hunter Renfrow, slot receiver, Raiders. By the way, you get into these situational playoff games, Steve, guys like Hunter Renfrow, they move the chains. I think he's a very interesting player in the right spot. Is there anywhere that works for you?
Well, I think, you know, an actual team could that would make sense is the Patriots. Obviously, their record would not indicate that. But to play for a guy like Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien, who've had success with players like Welker and like Amendola in the past, you know, a guy that fits that mold. The other team I could see, obviously, is the Saints, just because of the connection he had with Derek Carr.
Okay. I'm going to move off Cortland Sutton. Let's do Jerry Jeudy. So he can be a bit flighty. He's got speed. I don't know how committed, but I do know this. He can be a little bit of a game changer because of the gears he can shift to. Denver's not going anywhere. Kansas City's going to win that division. They're 13-0 in their last 13 games in division. I think it's around there. Jerry Jeudy gets talked about a lot. Does he work anywhere to you, Steve?
To me, Colin, this would be a situation that would be a little different. I would actually add a guy like Jerry Jeudy. I believe he's 24 years old, for the future. I think he has $1.5 million left on the remainder of his year, and I think $12 million next year. But a team like the Carolina Panthers, who don't have an explosive wide receiver to make sense down the field, it's another Alabama guy added to your roster. Hopefully for Bryce Young, it would be a guy that he could grow and improve with throughout the years and maybe make a long-term commitment to him if you like him.
Okay, finally, Danielle Hunter, Russian Vikings. Everybody wants an extension of pass rush. I thought the Rams should look at it, but I don't think they're a playoff team. What do you make of him?
I'd love to see him with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, a team that scores a lot of points. And then obviously somebody that you can continue to add to your defensive side of the ball where you're explosive, you can get upfield. They have a number of good players in Jacksonville on both sides of the ball. But to be able to add a 28-year-old pass rusher, that can get after the quarterback, I think makes a lot of sense in Jacksonville.
I want to talk about Philadelphia. Howie Roseman is a kind of an obsessed deal maker. They went out and got a safety, and we kind of joke, like, what bank are they using? Are they using a Swiss bank? They just have, they have money, they make deals. And it's sort of their culture. You know, I can say this, is there a rich team? You were in Arizona, not a rich team. Raiders aren't a rich team. Right. Rams are. Eagles are. San Francisco is. There are teams that have it. So Philadelphia can write big checks. Were you surprised? Safety's generally not a position you want to pay big money to. What do you make of Philadelphia's deal-making and getting Baird from Tennessee the safety?
You know, Howie Roseman right now is the best in the game. I mean, he's on point. He does a great job understanding the pulse of his football team. And more than anything, nobody works the phone like Howie. You know, being a general manager for 10 years, yeah, you can count on at least a phone call a week from Howie Roseman to see if there's any deals to be made. So he does a great job. He stays on top of things. And more than anything, Colin, he's ultra aggressive. And then sometimes in that position, so many of these general managers get on the phone. They want to talk about deals, but they're not ready to pull the trigger. Howie Roseman is always ready to pull the trigger. And again, he's very aggressive and understands what his team needs.
Yeah. I one question on the Bills last night. I think Sean McDermott's fine. I have no real criticism of Ken Dorsey. But I do feel like with Justin Herbert and with Josh Allen, it's a defensive head coach, bit more of a rigid culture. And it, I think they're being a tad underserved by their coaches. I do think a young quarterback, generally, that's when you went and got Cliff Kingsbury, right? Like, it's like an offensive-minded coach to put their arms around a young quarterback and you can learn the sport together and the game together. When you watch the Bills, I'm watching that game last night and I'm like, why are they not putting him away? They're clearly a better team with a superstar quarterback. Right. What do you do if you feel like we're not making up ground on Mahomes? We're losing ground right now to the Ravens. I'm not saying panic, but do they have to make a move, either a trade deadline move or a coach move in Buffalo?
You know, I think if anything, Colin, maybe the coach move, and maybe not a coach move to replace somebody, but maybe somebody added to the staff that has a lot of knowledge that can help a guy like Josh Allen. To me, Josh Allen's style of play says it all. You know, he's a risk taker. He's a guy that's going to try to force it into coverage at times because of his arm strength. He's going to be a guy that takes chances with his legs and is going to put himself in harm's way physically. So to me, he's a guy that's always going to take chances. Now, can you minimize some of the risk? That would be the question I would ask. You know, can you put him in a better position to succeed on a day in and day out basis? Because to me, more than anything, it's about playing with consistency at that position. And if there's anywhere that Josh Allen, I feel like he could grow, it's from a consistency standpoint.
By the way, trade deadline Tuesday. In your history, any concerns about trade deadline? Did you take a swing that missed? Did you take a swing that landed? Do you worry about chemistry? Cowboys, Derrick Henry, how would it play in the room? Just give me kind of a wrap it up in a minute here or two. The trade deadline moves. What is a GM thinking before he makes that call and signs that paper?
Well, again, there's so many things that go into it, Colin. One is the financials. Two, you want to know a little bit about something about the player. So if you have somebody on your staff that has had access to that player before or has coached him in the past, it's certainly beneficial because it's really, really tough if you don't know a player. You don't know how they are in the locker room. You don't know how they would transition. You don't know what they, if they love it or they don't. So you're really taking a big risk here. And again, like you said, how does a locker room sort of open their arms and welcome a player from another team, especially whenever they're generally pretty loyal to the guys at that position that are already on the squad? So I think there's a lot of things that go into it, but you got to be willing to take the risk. And I think that you'll see in the next couple of weeks, some of these teams are going to take the risk because they're right there. Like you said, it could be one guy that gets them over the hump. And if that's the case, you got to take the swing.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter, your suggestion to the Jags from the Vikings to me makes so much sense. Listen, if you have to go through Mahomes or Burrow or Lamar, if you got to go through those guys, you got the star quarterback, you got to make their quarterback less comfortable. I think that Hunter to the Jags, that really interesting.
And the one thing we always talk about, Colin, is pass rushers, guys who can cover. Those guys are impossible to find. And you look at a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's 4-2, isn't the sexiest team on in terms of, you know, on paper. But then you look at them and they've given up 684 yards in the passing game. So their secondary has really struggled. To me, a guy like Patrick Surtain right there is a guy that you would go after and really make a big run at because of the, you know, the talent at that position that's so hard to find. And the fact that that team is 4-2 and has struggled to cover players.
That's good stuff. Steve Keim, as always, buddy, good seeing you again. Thank you so much.
Good seeing you, Colin. Thanks for being on.
All right, Patrick Surtain. So we talked about him, the best, arguably the second best corner in the league for Denver. Do you move him to Pittsburgh and make that defense struggling a little bit in the back end? Now, Pittsburgh has a surplus of defensive talent. By the way, what does Denver need? Denver needs more defenders. So give up your elite corner. I'm not saying you do it. Give up your elite corner, get draft picks, Denver needs them, and get some depth defensively, Denver needs them. So there's a lot of stuff out. This trade deadline stuff is real, and more than ever, these young general managers in the last 10 years, they're deal makers. They are deal makers. So this weekend is a fascinating weekend. The good's going to separate from the fake, and the fake's going to say, we'll give you some of our players. Tennessee is already open for business.
Well, let's go back real quick. This Pittsburgh situation, it seems out of character that they would go spend for a guy right at the deadline. But I looked at Levi Wallace on Pro Football Focus. He's the most targeted cornerback in the league, graded out 103rd out of 115 corners. Porter is a rookie who looks good. He's made some nice plays.
But they're not good enough.
Patrick Peterson's getting cooked on
the
other side.
You're in the AFC. In your own division, Lamar, Burrow, Trevor Lawrence.
I think that makes sense. I just don't know if they would pull the trigger on something like that. Should they? Of course. But would they? You know, some of these teams seem reluctant to make a
move. Pittsburgh, Green Bay have been historically reluctant. They're very much about the future. You know, I'm just saying, if I'm Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett's not going toe-to-toe with any of these top AFC quarterbacks. So
he just went toe-to-toe with Stafford. No, he's not an AFC top quarterback.
Well, in Stafford, that's a rebuild roster. They have one high-end player in their prime. Arguably Cooper Kupp, maybe Brown, the linebacker. That's a rebuild roster. They're trying
Puka.
Don't be surprised if the Rams trade down in the first round and try to accumulate all sorts of picks. Then they have money, free agency. They get, you know, an edge rusher, a left tackle, a receiver. They're going to go big spending. But that's Steeler-Ram game. Don't kid yourself. Rams are in total rebuild.
So the big question about a guy like Surtain, he's going to be better than anyone that you can draft from 20 to 32 in the draft.
Not by a mile.
The question is, you've got to pay him, he's top five cornerback in the league. You've got to pay him pretty soon. A couple of years left? These teams are afraid to give up draft picks. They clutch them.
Well, with Warren now, do you move off Najee Harris, eventually paying him?
No.
Do you move off him?
I don't think you'd have to pay him. Like, Jalen Warren is nice. It's Pittsburgh's Jacksonville line. I noticed you did not put it in the Blazing
Okay,
Five.
So I was...
That's a game, man, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, no, I think it's one of the best games of the weekend. Yeah. So I was hot on Jacksonville all weekend. And then you go and look at the numbers. Mike Tomlin is a home dog. They're overwhelmingly tell you, take Pittsburgh or stay away.
Well, you see, it's off the three. It's now, I think, 2.5, and it's like, well, why isn't it three? Well, because if it hits three, all the big money six-figure bets are coming in on Pittsburgh. And too much exposure. I kind of like Pittsburgh, but I can't go in front of Jacksonville anymore. I'm done. No
Mike, boss. Mike Tomlin, home dog.
It's like an autoplay.
One word, legend.
Yeah.
It is. For pro gamblers, it is what you call
except
an autoplay.
Except in week one against San Fran, when I took one right
You and I decided we're not betting week one anymore.
No, I'm betting week one. You can tap out. I'm all in. I can't. There's only 18 weeks of this stuff. I got to bet week one.
All right. A lot of things you got to do that I don't do. Taylor Swift concerts, betting week one.
Taylor Swift, by the way, I was going to say, was your daughter up last night waiting for the Taylor Swift drop at 9 o'clock or
she
whatever?
She was actually out having a good time with her coworkers last night. We were texting last night.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's good. What a great dad you are.
Well, whatever.
Father of the year.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I have a great parlay for you this weekend thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's have some fun. New users, please use the code HERD. When you download the app, it takes about 90 seconds max to download it. Now my parlay picks of the week via DraftKings Sportsbook. Jags -2.5 at the Steelers. I like Pittsburgh, but they've been outgained in every game. Jaguars are a bit undervalued. I think they win,
by about a field goal to 4 points. I'll take the Jags. Saints plus 1.5 at the Colts. Derek Carr's been struggling. He's hearing about it. There's too much talent not to beat a backup. Colts come out of a very, very trying, difficult, physical game against Cleveland. I think they pull back. I'll take the Saints plus 1.5. 49ers at home minus 5.5 against the Bengals. I like Cincinnati, but they're winning and being outplayed. 49ers in a bad mood after two road losses. Come home and lean on them. I'll take the Niners by about 10. Jags, Saints, Niners. You want to take the herd parlay? Check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, the code is HERD, H-E-R-D. When you download the app, have some fun.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. See show notes for full details.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
Still October, holidays coming fast. Before your life goes into overtime, protect your home with SimpliSafe Home Security. 40% off any new system with a Fast Protect plan. Go to SimpliSafeColin.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Start with Dallas. They're always under the microscope as America's team. And Micah Parsons has recently talked about Dallas, and specifically Dak Prescott. They're held to like a different standard. Dak was asked about Micah Parsons' comments, and here's what he had to say.
Hard to miss. I try to miss a lot of it, but hard to miss. He's got the platform. Obviously, you appreciate it as a teammate when you know another teammate sticking up for you. But then the sense of, I guess, comparing my position or us to other teams, I've been on this organization 8 years, going on in my eighth year. That whether you about it or not, it's not going to stop. That's just how it goes. And to me, it's fun. It's fun because when things go our way and when we win this thing, it's going to make it all that much sweeter.
For the record, I think Dak has been treated very fairly. I think people like me push back when people immediately anointed him to a top 7-8 quarterback when it's very clear when Zeke and that O-line were the soul of the offense, they were at their best. The more Dak-dependent, they're at their worst. So I think Dak is Kirk Cousins with a little more mobility. He's a great leader. I think Kirk throws a better ball. But I never think that Dallas and Dak are treated unfairly. He is from day one, the intangibles are great. An adult, a leader, can handle pressure, a franchise quarterback. But I never bought he was the next blank. I think he's Kirk Cousins, but a better athlete and a thicker body. And I like him in bigger spots. Kirk can sometimes shrink. Dak doesn't. Dak has limitations, but I don't think he shrinks in big spots. I don't think Dallas wins enough big games. I don't blame Dak for it. If you think Dak's an A and you're mad at him, well, then you're not realistic. He's a B, and Bs need more help around him. And frankly, Dallas sometimes, because what they paid Dak and Zeke, couldn't get enough help around him. Michael Gallup's never been what you think. Brandon Cooks, not quite what you think. Dalton Schultz left. So then it becomes Amari Cooper had to leave. Therefore, you don't give Dak enough weapons. The defense has better talent than the offense right now to me.
Yeah. I don't want to besmirch the name of Dak. But I'll shout out our guy who comes on here, Mark Sanchez. Will Dak Prescott finish his career with more playoff wins than Mark Sanchez? It's a simple question. Mark has 4. He went to the AFC title game 2 years in a row. Dak does not have 4. Does not have close to 4. Is he going to get there? I don't know. I'm a guy who judges by the postseason. Like, you could put up awesome regular season numbers. If you're not doing it when it matters most, when the lights are bright, as you just said for Kirk Cousins. I don't know. I mean, I know Sanchez was not a franchise quarterback the way Dak was, but he won 4 playoff games. I know quarterback wins are not a stat, but ultimately he did not make mistakes in those wins, and they played clean. Dak, a lot of mistakes against San Fran. I don't know, man. For me, Dak is the hurdle for this team in the playoffs, right? That's the guy who has to show up, and he hasn't in a couple of these big playoff losses.
And his coaching has not always been ideal.
Okay, so that's the other thing.
When you're going up against McVay in the NFC and Kyle Shanahan NFC.
McCarthy's got a Super Bowl. Like, it's weird how we just love to defend Dak. Well, Dak, he doesn't have the playoff wins. Well, the coaching's not always there. Really? Are we playing that game for everybody?
Reasonable take. I think you and I are very – I think you, I, and Nick Wright feel the exact same way. He's a good B quarterback at home as a favorite. The numbers tell you he's an A-minus quarterback at home.
Well, let's see how he follows up success, the Chargers game. He was unbelievable.
He was
made us
terrific.
Look stupid. Cost me some money. How does he follow that up here against the Rams in a game where they're big favorites? And you have in the Blazing 5.
I think Dallas is going to look like the significantly better team this weekend because they are. And I think the Rams have been incredibly well coached this year. But we got to be honest here. Their best players, Stafford, Aaron Donald, probably Cooper Kupp, Havenstein, right tackle. These guys are out of their prime.
Oh, Puka. Can you give the guy some respect? Puka is incredible. Let me ask psychologically. You've had a couple kids. How was your mindset after the baby was born? Because McVay had his wife had a baby this week.
He's very focused. I don't think that's an issue.
What? I'm not saying it's going to be lack of focus. Maybe he's more focused.
I don't know. Kids change your life, but I think Sean McVay is so laser focused. It's like kid, football. I think he'll be great with both, the coach and the dad.
Okay, next up, speaking of coaches, the opposite. Brandon Staley, he's been on the hot seat after the Chargers' 2-4 start. Austin Eckler was recently asked if the locker room has faith in Staley and said, "We have no choice, right?" Eckler quickly, super quickly, said, whoa, I want to clarify my comments. I think the clip was taken out of context. Doesn't matter how I feel. Like, what matters is I have to go out and do my job. It's my job to play well, and then that will in turn make Staley look even better.
Nobody is giving him a vote of confidence. Colin, they're all saying the same thing. Doesn't really matter what I think.
You know I'm not like fire the guy before Halloween. I'll just tell you now. If Staley loses to the Bears.
There's no way.
If he loses to T-Bag or the Bagman, whatever you want to call.
There's no way.
Bagent. If he loses this game.
He'll be fired.
Monday morning, he's out.
Yep.
It's over. Done.
Yep.
I don't want to be like a hot take guy.
That's not going to happen. But if it did, you'd have to fire him. Not even close. You'd have to get rid of him. And by the way, Kellen Moore, ready to go. I'm not fire guy either. But let me tell you something. I can tell you and assure you this. There's frustration in the building. Ownership, executives, players down.
So I was reading that there was issues last week. Like Staley was like, we're going to play zone. And the players before the Chiefs game were like, no, we can't play zone. And at halftime, after Mahomes has got 300 yards of offense, they changed to man. And they did well against the Chiefs last week. So it's like the players are telling Staley, that's not going to work. Listen, man. Bajent did not have a throw of over 15 yards downfield last week. This is not a difficult game plan. There's a game of tape on it. Press at the cover at the line of scrimmage. Stop the run. This should be a Chargers romp. I have bet the Chargers here.
Oh, God, good. Best wishes. I'm 0 for 3. Best wishes. Hey, listen, I watch every Chargers game the same with total anxiety because I know people in the building. I watch nervously every game. Why am I betting the Chargers? I'm already a mess watching them. Why am I betting them? It just makes me more anxiety filled.
Okay. All right. Over to the NBA column. This drama is more details have trickled out about the James Harden situation.
Oh, boy.
So Chris Haynes yesterday reported that Harden not only showed up to the facility, he showed up to the airport ready with his bags, and security stopped James Harden from boarding the plane. And then they brought over Elton Brand and they were like, yo, we need you to hang back. And Harden was like, what? Like, just stunned. So now the NBA is investigating if the Sixers and Harden violated the league's new player participation policy. NBA, we want our stars to play. James Harden, I want to play. I'm not hurt. I want to play. Sixers, no.
You get in bed with characters with a history of subversive personalities, this is what you get. You knew what you were getting with no surprises with James Harden. Daryl Morey can't blame anybody. He had him in Houston. You knew what you had. So this is what you get, and good luck.
So, again, I'll repeat what I said yesterday. If you're Joel Embiid, you're boarding the plane, you see Harden coming, you're like, oh, yes, James is back.
I close the door.
Stop. You do not if you're Joel Embiid. You know you need him to win. They were up at Boston 3-2 last year with Harden.
No, I don't.
What do you mean you don't? He hit two game-winning shots in the final minute to beat
Boston. How are you doing the last couple games?
He did not, but Embiid wasn't great. By the way, Embiid, 7 turnovers last night. Tyrese Maxey was their best player, true or false?
Well, Tyrese Maxey is a great young player that you have continually...
Well, I need to see a little more. He looked awesome.
He is unbelievably twitchy and athletic. I like Maxey a lot. He's small. I mean, Dame's small. Like, Maxey is a... And by the way, every year Maxey gets better. I contend he's a low-level 1 or a great 2. I think Maxey's terrific.
Yeah, let me just get conspiracy theory-ish. Do you think Harden planned it this way, knowing the league had their new policy?
Yes.
And he's like, you know what?
Yep.
I'm going to put them up
again. Yep.
So now the Sixers
look
like bad guys. I want to play. I'm healthy. I want to play.
Absolutely.
Don't the Sixers look a little silly here?
If you don't think Harden's been manipulative in his career, you're not paying attention.
Not going to be popular. I'm on Team Harden on this one.
You're
on Team Morey?
Well, you are. Yes, I tend.
So he told him before last season, yeah, I'll give you the deal. I'll give you whatever you want. And
you
then
know
backtrack.
What? Well, you
clearly
know what?
Something went down.
James has quit on teams. Why
he
can't
has...
Morey quit on James?
Well,
is that a one-way street?
Can we get Chris Paul on the show next week? Can you get Dave to book him? Because Chris Paul said Daryl Morey's a liar, too. Like, other people have come out and said, yeah, Morey's not
a lot
truthful.
Of people have criticized Chris Paul. You know who doesn't? Uncle Colin.
I actually criticize Chris Paul, but
I like Chris Paul.
This Harden situation is...
Chris Paul and I will be friends at some point in our life. I'm just going to call it right now.
I don't think... So just last word. What do you... Any guess as to what the NBA does here? Do they side with Harden? Hey, you want our guys to play.
Adam Silver has, in his brief tenure, been a pro player commissioner. This is how I see it.
I hope you're right.
David Stern would side with Morey.
Sixers, he's healthy. Play the guy. Gosh, I can't wait. I just love a good meltdown. This is a train wreck.
You love divas when you don't have to
deal with
coach them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm the GM of a basketball team. By the way, we smoked Mozgov last night by over 20. It was a blowout. I don't want divas on my team. We got team players. That's what I do. That's what I put together.
I'm not going to get
go
into
ahead,
it.
Go ahead. Come on.
I'm not going to get into it.
Go ahead.
I met somebody last night that knows you.
Oh.
And they were talking about the team, and he's like, oh, J-Max is like Pat Riley. He's very serious.
Yes.
Everybody
Love
else is
it.
Trying to hit buckets and get beers. J-Max up there like rearranging the deck chairs every 15 minutes on rotational players.
Hold on. Can I guess
I'm
this
not
guy?
Not going to get it. Nobody
I
cares.
I know who it is, too.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Your word travels fast on the Pat Riley of Manhattan Beach. The brilliant EQE SUV for Mercedes-Benz, available digital light technology. So smart, the headlamps are thinking. The feeling's all Mercedes, the feeling... The vehicle's all electric. Learn more. Check out the merch at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
Start Saturday strong with Big Noon Saturday on Fox. Dylan Gabriel leads the sixth-ranked Sooners in a showdown on the road against the Jayhawks. It all starts with Big Noon kickoff tomorrow at 10 a.m. live from Lawrence. Then it's Oklahoma-Kansas, noon Eastern on Fox.
Upset alert. Upset alert. We don't like to fire coaches, but we do lay things out. And we were saying, watching last night, when Baltimore realized very quickly that Lamar was special, what did they do? Load up the offense. Get the offensive coordinator. When Kansas City realized, when Cincinnati realized Burrow, Mahomes were special, what did they do? Line up offensive weapons. Buffalo's talent most agree before the injuries was on the defensive side outside of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. But here's a prime example. So we know that Allen is great off script. We know that. He's amazing off script. So what do the Bills coaches do for him on script? In the last month, Buffalo, in the first quarter, 3 points. A field goal, one total. Here are the best first quarter offenses in the NFL. Cowboys offensive coach, Lions offensive coach, Eagles offensive coach, Broncos offensive coach, Niners offensive coach, Dolphins offensive coach, Ravens special teams coach. They've spent real money on coordinators. They've committed to offense. It's not a shock. If you have a star quarterback, and many of the quarterbacks here, Lamar, Jalen Hurts, Russell Wilson, you know, guys that can do stuff off script. You take a lead in an NFL game, you win over 60% of the time. I think at home it's like 65%. Could be wrong, but I think that's what it is. This quarterback is being underserved by his coaching staff. We're not saying they're terrible, but I think you have to ask the question. Justin Herbert, defensive coach, being underserved. Josh Allen, defensive coach, being underserved. Now, the O-line is at least solid this year, but run game, once again. So, and by the way, I'm not here to get anybody fired. I don't know Ken Dorsey, but Brian Daboll, last 2 years with Josh Allen, the Bills were seventh in first quarter scoring. It matters a lot. Not how you close games. Team that takes a lead, especially at home, they win the games. The numbers are there. You win the games. Take the lead. And at home, it's a higher percentage. So that's all I'm saying. We're not trying to get anybody fired, but it's just like you got to do better against Tampa. Warm weather team comes up. Chilly evening game. Can't put them away. Hail Mary at the end could have changed the outcome if Chris Godwin was looking. It's like, what are we doing here? So, I just think defensive guys see the world differently than offensive guys. I mean, Tom Brady joked about Belichick. He didn't even know the language. Tom Brady in his documentary, Tom versus Time, what did he do all offseason? He was on the phone with Josh McDaniels, not Belichick. So I just don't, the defensive coaches don't have the sensibility. They don't get it. I keep giving you all these numbers. Best offensive lines in football, almost all offensive coaches. Worst defensive lines, almost all defensive coaches. Best first quarter offenses, offensive coaches. So, like, I'm not saying, I think D'Amico Ryans is doing a great job. I'm not saying, you know, obviously Belichick, Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin. I'm not saying you can't have a defensive coach. But if I had a choice today, I'd go offense. Now, D'Amico Ryans was considered a star in San Francisco. Literally went from a player to quality control, first year with the Niners, linebacker coach, DC, head coach. Like, he flew through coaching. D'Amico Ryans was considered unicorn, one of one. I mean, the Niners felt like Robert Saleh was good. They thought D'Amico potentially is another level, and Robert Saleh they thought was great. So, I don't know. I mean, I just look at it, and that game last night should not be 24-18. I mean, once again, can we get a run game? How many years do you get? And I like Tomlin, but that O-line. I mean, I will say this with Kenny Pickett. It does feel like I don't have to love the offense, but it does feel like they draft and develop wide receivers. They do commit draft capital to young offensive players. They do. Pittsburgh does. I mean, they've had Bradshaw. The Rooneys have had, you know, they've had quarterbacks, star receivers, star backs dominating O-lines. The history tells you that Pittsburgh can get the offense right eventually. They have. They have A.B. They have Big Ben. They've had Le'Veon Bell. I never doubt Pittsburgh will get offensive players. Take Stephon Diggs out. Thank God they went and got Kincaid from Utah, who had a touchdown last night. He was the best tight end in college football. Utah, Oregon tomorrow, big game. That's a good program. He's a great emerging young tight end. So that's very encouraging. You look at that first quarter scoring, it's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, let me ask you something. So the Chiefs are going to be the number one seed.
Yes, probably Jacksonville or KC.
If you're the Chiefs.
Or Baltimore.
Who would you rather face at home, the Bills or the Jags?
Bills.
I don't think anybody's afraid of Buffalo in the AFC.
Not anymore.
Right now. No.
What did you make? We got into this earlier. Got a minute left. What did you make of LeBron, year 21, 38 years old, played the entire fourth last night, and basically they needed him for the win? Doesn't it feel like he wants AD to take over, and that's just not AD's personality?
Well, AD had, I think, 30.
Well,
right?
No. He fills up the stat sheet.
Yeah.
And he's always great defensively. But that's remarkable. LeBron, they already waived LeBron's minute restriction.
Well, they had to. They can't start 0-2 against Kevin Durant and a bunch of guys.
So, I mean, literally, there's no Booker. There's no Beal. It's all KG. That's a home game, and they, KD, and they waive the minute restrictions in game two. LeBron, play the entire fourth. We need you to carry us to a win.
You know, sometimes you just don't have it in the power hour. It's a long week.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You got to pace yourself. And sometimes you're like, Mac, we got to count on you in the crunch time. You know you can count on me.
That's right.
I don't think LeBron can count on Anthony Davis in crunch time. It's got to be LeBron. I don't think he can count on AD.
Every minute he had to play, it's game two. They waived the minutes restriction in game two at home. Hour three, Julian Edelman.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.